First one to catch up with Rod McKenzie. GoJackets.com. Rod joins us during the college football season to talk some Georgia Tech. And Rod, I hope you're doing well. It's good to catch up with you, man.
Yeah, good to hear from you, too. Happy New Year, belatedly.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Rod, there's been a lot of talk about the transfer portal, obviously, and I find myself today probably more so than any other just constantly hitting refresh on the transfer portal. And then I kind of noticed down to the right on the screen, there's a football transfer ranking. So there's a rankings for the portal a la recruiting rankings. And lo and behold, the Yellow Jackets are sitting there at number 10. So obviously, Jeff Collins is really hitting the portal this offseason to try to turn things around.
Yeah, what they do is they re-rank the players and give them a separate rating from what the rating that they had in high school. So it's pretty interesting to keep track of, and a lot of people think it's out of control. And you know, I think there probably should be some restrictions, you know, as far as a time period to transfer, that type of thing, so that you can manage your roster a little easier. But Georgia Tech had three or four areas that they wanted to address when they were looking at the portal. At one time, they were down to one quarterback three of their quarterbacks no longer returning. So they were able to pick up Zach Gibson, who had a pretty good year at Akron. And then they were down to just two, actually at one time, one running back. And, of course, Griffin came back. He decided to step out of the portal. And they added Hassan Hall, who played 4 years in Louisville. And then you look at the offensive line, they lost six guys there. And they've added Pierce Quick from Alabama and Paul Ticho from Clemson. So they've been able to pick up some guys from some pretty good programs. And then finally at defensive back, they lost six guys, but they added, you know, three guys at the corner position from their 2022 class. But they've also recently added Kari G and Amari Harvey, one G being from Notre Dame and Harvey from Auburn. So they picked up some guys that were rated pretty high out of high school, and they were playing with some pretty good college programs. So I think they feel pretty good about what they've accomplished, and they may not be done yet. Who knows?
Rod, you know, and looking at some of the guys that are transferring out, I notice it's a lot of guys not everybody, but some of these guys are from the previous coaching staff. And I just and something struck me the other day, because I think we get so caught up in you know, the struggles that the Jackets have had on the field. Looking at it off the field from a roster construction standpoint, has this process, you think, gone a little bit slower than Jeff Collins anticipated when he took the job, simply because guys aren't going to just give up that Georgia Tech degree and go to another school as easily as maybe some other places?
Yeah, the reformation of the roster maybe has taken a little longer, maybe a year longer than he thought it would, but it's to the point now where they're pretty much down to just about the entire 85 scholarship roster will be guys that he and his staff have recruited. So that should make things, you know, a lot easier. And you know, it's recruiting's a funny business. You have one group of kids who are looking to go up to a program that's going to win right away. Then you have another group of kids that are looking to go to a program and feel like they can be a part of turning a program around. And that's the type of kid that Georgia Tech naturally has to look for.
And from what I can tell, too, it looks like bringing a lot of kids back to Atlanta that may have gone to school somewhere else.
Yeah, and that's the advantage of playing in Atlanta. It's a great recruiting area initially coming out of high school. Some kids feel like they need to get away from home. They get away from home and find out maybe it's not as great as they thought it would be and decide, hey, I'd like to get back closer to home. And naturally, Georgia Tech is one of the logical spots for them to wind up when that happens.
There you go. And look, I mean, obviously the winning is what has to follow. We know that. And it's going to be a real kind of a crossroads, really, I think, for Jeff Collins in year four, in that I think a lot of fans want to see this team kind of go to a bowl game at the very least and pick up a 6-win season, but maybe some of this turnover can help do that. But, Rod, and I can't help but ask this next question, and I promise I'm not trying to be a troll or anything like that, but what impact does Georgia's national championship, do you think, have on the Georgia Tech program? Does it create even more of a sense of urgency to get this thing turned around?
I honestly don't feel that, you know, you have some fans in both fan bases that troll each other and pay attention to each other. Then you have the players at one school say, we're not paying attention to that school. But I think, honestly, Georgia Tech is just worried about themselves right now. They know where Georgia is right now is a long ways away. So they first have to worry about the ACC and winning games that are winnable and not, you know, not throwing games away. And you know you're going to face Georgia and Clemson each year. You know you're going to face a tough out-of-conference opponent every year, like this coming year they're playing Ole Miss. So you have to beat the Virginia Techs, the Virginias, the North Carolinas, those type of teams if you want to improve on where you are right now.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and that's something that definitely struck me is kind of when the season wraps up and you can kind of take a step back and take it all in. Obviously, Pittsburgh with Kenny Pickett had a tremendous year. There's no doubt about that. But if you look at the Coastal Division, Miami, Virginia Tech, Virginia, North Carolina, Duke, I mean, they just weren't very good this year. And so, I mean, there's two ways to look at it, obviously. On one hand, you had a bad year in a bad division. But on the other hand, it was a bad division. So it shouldn't be as difficult to get things turned around, right?
Without a doubt. And, you know, aside from those last two games of the year when they got blown out by Notre Dame and Georgia, for the most part, Georgia Tech was in the games, and you know you let a game like Northern Illinois get away from you to start the year, and that's really sort of determined how the season would go for Georgia Tech, and they really should have won, you know, three or four more games than they actually did.
Rod McKenzie of GoJackets.com is our guest here on the program, and Rod, while we've got you, just throwing out a basketball question there, and full disclosure, I'm one of those, the season doesn't start until March, guys. So, I know they got the win over Boston College last week, coming off the ACC tournament championship last year. It feels like, I don't know if they were necessarily starting over, but obviously losing guys like Jose Alvarado, they've been trying to have to kind of find replacements for guys like that. And so where's Coach Pastner in that process?
Yeah, Coach is always quick to remind us that he did lose Moses Wright and Jose Alvarado, two guys that have made their way to the NBA. But you know, you when they lost Rodney Howard, that really hurt the progression of the team, and that was because they had to go to a small lineup because they didn't feel that the two backups to Rodney Howard were ready to assume a major role within the program. So they went small, and you had a 6'7" guy playing the post, and teams have taken advantage of that. And we heard some good news from Pastner today, and that is Rodney Howard practiced full go yesterday. If he can go full go today, he'll be available tomorrow when they play Wake Forest. So teams naturally are taking Michael DeVoe out of the game. So it's up to the other guys to pick up the slack, and it's especially up to the young guys like Devon Smith, Debo Coleman, Miles Kelly. Those guys, they've played enough games now where they should be ready to show what they can really do.
Does it feel like they're kind of getting on track now? I know that February can be a crucial month. Not, I mean, obviously, you got to pick up some wins along the way to make the NCAA tournament, but I kind of remembering the way it went last year and the way that team seemed to come together down the stretch. Does it feel like that could happen for these guys?
Yeah, you look at their ACC schedules so far. They've played North Carolina twice and Duke once, and those are two pretty good teams. And they, you know, they played four top 25 teams in the preseason. People were asking them to play a tougher at a conference schedule, and they played the LSUs, the USCs, the Wisconsins of the world. And so now it's a crucial time for Georgia Tech, especially now that they have a four-game homestand. They have to take advantage of these four games to get back in the picture.
Good stuff. Rod McKenzie of GoJackets.com has been our guest. Rod, we always appreciate the time and the insight, man. Take care.
All right, Russ. Good talking to you.